it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely wild Gallup poll. You know, we keep hearing about the replacement problem. Yeah, the birth rate problem. Birth rates are falling. And they're really going off a cliff, honestly, with this younger generation. Well, the first time we've ever seen this actually broken out, we learned something from the U.S. General Social Survey. In fact, British journalist John Byrne Murdoch pointed it out, and he's a liberal, so he was in a bit of a panic over it. It's actually not conservatives that aren't having children. In fact, they're having children at above replacement rate, about the same rate they always have, 2.7 on average. So why is the birth rate dropping in America? It's almost entirely driven by people on the left having no or fewer kids. And he made an interesting argument that the left-right divide on family creation matches the divide on mental health. 50% of self-described liberal women say they're mental. They're cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. They've been diagnosed. And I believe that. You'd have to be crazy to think what the left is saying makes any kind of sense. And we just had another poll last week from Gallup that showed something fascinating. 2.5 times as many women said they were happy or very happy who were married and have kids as among those who were not married or did not have kids. In other words, by a 2.5 time margin, the happiest women in our society are those who are married and have kids. Everybody else has been sold a lie. I was sold that lie. My parents did it to me, and I will not repeat the error. Well, you got to get your career set first. You've got to wait. You've got to have your career set. You got to have everything all lined up, ducks in a row. I lost a decade that way. Pursuing, what? You know, it's funny. I did have my ducks in a row when I finally married my husband. I did. I had them all in a row, just like I was supposed to. And you know what happened? I got fired. He lost his business. We hit rock bottom. There are no guarantees in life. Not even if you get it all set up. You could tumble like that. We hit rock bottom together, two little babies. That whole message my parents gave me. Got to have it all the ducks in a row. I don't tell my kids that. I tell them grab happiness when you find it and you hold on to it with everything you have. And if you meet the person that you just, wow, you're head over heels and you're 21, you think I'm too young. No, you're not. No, you're not. You grab it and you hold on. That is the most important thing. Have kids as early as you can. You know why? You can have more. And they are the greatest source of joy in the world. There's nothing that compares to them. And you know what is so sad? Only one group of people in America gets this. I'm glad somebody does. And I hope they take control. It's men who voted for Trump. This remarkable new Gallup survey. Boy, I could do a whole 4-hour show on this and not be done. Asked, which of the following is important for your personal definition of success? And there were like 18 things you could choose from. Number one, for males who voted for Trump, having children. What about all the other groups? Well, females who voted for Harris, having a job or career you find fulfilling. Men who voted for Harris, having a job or career you find fulfilling. And for females who voted for Trump, it's actually achieving financial independence. Wrong answer. No, it's not. It's your family. Everything else comes second. Somehow this has gotten all screwed up. So you have young conservative men who have their priorities straight. And again, this one was published by NBC. 18 to 29s who voted for Trump ranked having children as their number one definition of success and priority. Number four was getting married. So What about Gen Z men who voted for Kamala? They rated children as priority number, get this, 9. And getting married at number 10. This is why I tell my daughter, do not even bother pursuing a liberal man. They are way too narcissistic and self-involved. They do not make good partners. You'd be better off getting a cat. It will care more about you. It's true. I dated some of them. They are just, wow, a mess. But what about Gen Z women who voted for Harris? It's even worse. Kamala voters put being married as priority number 11 and having kids as 12. Now, here's the crazy thing. What is it for men who voted for Trump? Having kids is number 1. Number 4 is being married. So it goes like this. Having children is number 1. Number 2, achieving financial independence. A very good goal, by the way. Having a job or career you find fulfilling. And then number 4, being married. I'd arrange those a little, but the top 5 is the right mix. But even females who voted for Trump, we don't even get to having children till number 6 in priorities. And being married is number 9. This is how you end up unhappy. And you know what a crock Eliza's is? Again, just the second other poll this week, 2.5 times as many married women with children report being happy or very happy. 2.5 times, they are the happiest people in America, women in America. It falls dramatic. Just a third of liberal women who aren't married and don't have kids are happy. It's dramatic. And yet they think they have to do it. Charlie Kirk has been talking a lot about this lately. This was on Fox News yesterday, and I absolutely loved it. This is a conservative feminist female that he encountered on one of his college tours. Take a listen to her.
And I think that a better way to propose feminism in the public media would be not to eliminate having children and tell women that they shouldn't have children, but to figure out your career first before you decide to like settle down, because you can't really undo that once you have kids.
She thinks there's guarantees. Oh, yeah, no, get your career going. It'll be great. No, until you lose everything. Think you're going to keep that job? You're not going to keep that job? No, life doesn't work that way. Life doesn't work that way. Charlie Kirk had the best answer ever for her. I'll play it coming up next.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.